You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
How could you refuse? The box of fuzzy, sour milk breath puppies or mewing kittens outside your local market or pet store. They're free for the taking. It couldn't eat that much. It couldn't cost that much for a couple of shots once a year and some flea shampoo. Oh yes, throw in a toy or two. I've been a veterinarian for over 20 years. At least once every week of my practice life, I've had clients gasp when I tell them how much it's going to cost to administer care to their pet. Veterinary medical services are not free. Yes, veterinarians love animals, or we would not be in our profession. We can't discount every case because the pet owner is short on funds. We strive to give good service at reasonable fees and provide a living for ourselves, our families, and our employees. The miracles of veterinary medicine come with a price tag that too often, especially in these economic times, force people to decline the level of care they want to give their pets. Tragically, pets are frequently euthanized when other options are available because their owners just did not have the requisite funds. What can a pet owner do to avoid finding themselves in such a dire situation? Three words: pet health insurance. Lauren Hickston is executive director of the North American Pet Health Insurance Association. He's my guest today. We'll explore, what is pet insurance? How does it differ from people health insurance? How do you find the best policy for you and your pet? We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Mr. Hickson, thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, Dr. Cruz. It's wonderful to be with you and with your audience.
Well, this is something right now, you know, the American public is grappling with insurance reform for our own health. Now, a lot of people, when I tell them there's such things as pet insurance, they go, what? I've never heard of that. How long has pet insurance been in existence?
It's been about 25 years, but with so much publicity currently taking place with human health care, one of the important things to note is that pets improve the health of humans. Those with a pet in their family, in their home, tend to enjoy a better level of health than those without. And we truly love our pets, and when it comes time to care for them, we want them to get the same level of care we want for ourselves. So pet insurance is really starting to pick up in terms of notoriety. But I think with the current human health care issue, it's really important to know that having a pet in your home means better health and, frankly, reduces health care costs.
That's a great way. So instead of taking a pill, take a pet.
Well, I've worked with many people. Dr. Jack Stevens has a prescription, and the prescription is pets. And firsthand, I've watched him work with folks that suffered from depression. One woman in particular that Dr. Stevens and his wife Vicky provided with a small book, and they watched as that particular person enjoyed a better quality of life and was more active and so forth just by having a puppy in the home. So it is a good prescription.
I agree with you. Many of my clients, because I'm in an area that's surrounded by a senior community called Laguna Woods, and many of these clients, the only way they get up off their couch and do any exercise is when their dog needs to go for a walk. It makes them so much more social because they're talking to other dog or just people on the street when they're walking around. So I've seen a real change, and tragically, sometimes when their pet, for whatever reason, needs to be euthanized, they just, devastated. And you hope that they will get another pet. Also, they find, you're stressed from being at work all day. You go home and you stick that cat on your lap or start petting that dog, and who needs that adult beverage? I have that pet, and that's just as good.
Baxter is sitting here with me right now, and it's very exciting for me to be on your program, and it makes me more comfortable just to have Baxter around. And he's a 6.5-year-old lab mix, and he's my best buddy.
Very good. Well, I actually have my cat sitting here and hoping that it doesn't start trying to type on the computer, then I'll lose you. Insurance, I know, is becoming more common for pets here in the United States. Is it something that is available worldwide, and do some countries lead us in the number of pets that are being insured?
Yes, pet insurance in general is available in most major countries, and countries that currently do not offer pet insurance are either considering or launching pet insurance. I just spoke with someone recently from Japan that launched a new company, but the founding of pet insurance, or the most aggressive pet insurance programs, are located in the United Kingdom and Europe, and they've been in existence for quite a while. I don't know exactly the period of time, but within Europe, there are countries that have a insurable pet population that is around 40% of those pets that are bonded with their families, that are bonded with their owner, enjoying a higher level of health based on the support of pet health insurance. In the United States and in Canada and North America, we basically have approximately 1 million pets that are insured, that have pet health insurance. But there are, that's a small percentage. It's only close to 2% of the insurable pets in the U.S. And as you said, Dr. Cruz, the most painful thing in the world is that illness or that treatment that goes beyond what we can afford, as you don't have the financial resources, an impossible sometimes situation to be made. And as you said, it's economic euthanasia, where the family just doesn't have the funds, doesn't have the ability to move things around to get the care they need. For Baxter, my dog, it was an ACL that was $3,200, and thankfully, I was able to put off paying utility bills and many other bills and find a way to get through that process just to cover that surgery. And
Lauren, I would gather this was before you had pet insurance, I gather.
Yes, it was. And basically, put me in a position where I really understood firsthand. It was just impossible for us, and thankfully we found a way with our family and we found a way within our budget, and it was hard, it was difficult, and we put off paying some utility bills and we put off a lot of expenses, and we had a different type of groceries for several months to make sure that Baxter got his surgery.
And Baxter probably was eating the best food after that when he was recovering from his knee surgery. So what a good owner you are. It shows how much you cared for your pet, and that's probably how you got involved now being the director of this association.
Well, I think it's important to note that my background is like most of your listeners, Dr. Cruz. I'm a pet lover. I'm not a researcher, scientist, or veterinarian. In my life, I've had 15 pets. 12 of my pets I received from shelters. One I received was a purebred from a rescue group that desperately needed a new home. And I had done some work for Guide Dogs for the Blind, and I've had two labs as a result of my work with Guide Dogs. So it's the love and the bond that's possible with pets, that's been possible for me with my pets, that made me feel so good that I realized that for a career, I wanted my life to be involved with the joy that's possible.
Well, hopefully we'll spread the word today that pet insurance really is important. Do you have any statistics on how much it costs to take care of a dog or a cat that first year of life?
Well, I think that one of the challenging issues for all of us as enthusiastic pet lovers is that, as you've pointed out already, when we stop at the rescue or when we meet with the rescue group or we stop at our shelter or we get a dog through other means, that trip to the store is the beginning. And I think that for many folks, they're not prepared. You know, we can look at $700 in a year for an average dog to care for that dog, and that is a dog that experiences virtually no special needs. On average, we don't have an average for each pet of what the injuries are. The pet health insurance is too small of an industry at this point to come up with those types of averages. But what I can share is that each and every month we're seeing bills from $3,000 to $6,000 across all companies, and there are 12 major provider companies in the United States and Canada. And six of those companies are members of our organization, the North American Pet Health Insurance Association. So I get to see each month all the different claims that are coming through, or not all the claims, I should say. I don't look at all of them. But I view many special stories, and so many of them are heartwarming, that speak to special needs, diabetes, ophthalmology, dialysis, cancer. All these things that once were not possible to be treated are now being treated, and being treated at a local level, where once we had to go to a special veterinary center for some treatments. We're finding that those treatments are available in more metropolitan areas, and that the quality of life for our good buddies can be maintained, their health, their happiness, without pain. We can treat some of these things where just a short time ago it would be impossible to treat. But as we know, that comes with a price. More and more products are coming out to make life better for our pets and for us. Some of these products are tremendously convenient. We now have a blood glucometer for pets, for diabetes, similar to the one that I use with my mother, who's 84. We now have a product very similar that we can put a small little dot on the paw pad of our dog and take a small sample of blood, and we can help to monitor the diabetic levels and work with our veterinarian to do so. So we're not taking away from the care or the contact with the care provider, but rather all these products are making life better for us
As you're mentioning, some of these treatments and some of the diagnostics are just spectacular. And when I had a client the other day, and it turned out not to be the best for the kitty, but it was a young Bengal cat that came in. It was having some blood in the stool and just kind of the nonspecific kitty blahs. And this was a young kitten, and it was the first time I had seen the cat, and I gave it a physical and felt its tummy, and there was this large mass in the abdomen. And because money was a concern, opted to go with an ultrasound as one of our first means of diagnostics. And when I mentioned how much that fee was going to cost, the woman was flabbergasted because she's, you know, I just had a baby. And when I had my ultrasound done, you know, it only cost a teeny fraction of this. And I said, well, you also have insurance. How does the pet insurance differ from human insurance? Because I know that is something that many people go, is this like a PPO?
Well, it's very important that we understand that pets are considered property. So it's not like traditional human health insurance. Most pet health policies have coverage or provide coverage or offer coverage that would cover from 60 to 100% of the procedure for that kitten. With all the providers currently, there are deductibles and there are percentages. So much like human health insurance or much like homeowners insurance, the insurance companies have to decide where the risks are so they can create the maximum value to take care of the maximum number of pets. And that's where the values come in. So it's really important that when you have a pet, it's the best thing to do is when it's a puppy or a kitten, is to get it on an insurance policy, because once you have a condition and you go to see your veterinarian, that condition is then considered pre-existing, and that creates a lot of confusion. And
so it's kind of like ourselves with pre-existing problems.
Well, and frankly, it's easier because we have millions and millions and millions of people in the pool of insurance, and it helps us to create value for everyone. And the great news about pet health insurance is that it's really maturing now. With more companies selling pet insurance, we have a wider variety of conditions now that once were impossible to cover with just a few companies. We have an ease of use with pet health insurance that's really terrific. So when you pick the right insurance that's right for you, right for your pet, and right for your budget, and you understand that policy, it's very easy to be aware of what's covered and what's not covered. Frustrating for me is that when someone has a pre-existing condition, they'll say, well, or they may say, that why should I have insurance? I have, Baxter, and he already has a knee problem, and that's not going to be covered. Well, I love Baxter, and I need the financial peace of mind that if I need to treat him for other things, it's covered, and I'm not worried
about
it.
And you want to make sure you're not eating any more macaroni and cheese. We're talking right now with Lauren Hickson. I do want to ask you, what is typically covered and not covered? Understanding pre-existing is probably going to not let Baxter get that knee covered in the future. But hang in. We'll just take a short break. Be right back with Lauren Hickson, the Executive Director of the North American Pet Health Insurance Association. Stay tuned.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
What do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's fine.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you? Or is he having a tail wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No. To my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Okay, Lauren, Baxter has a pre-existing problem. That knee is not going to be covered in insurance that he has, but what typical things would be covered? So in case he gets ill in the future, insurance is going to cover it. What are some of the most common claims?
Well, they're like all products, there are variations. And for Baxter, one company may be better for him than another company based on what is covered or what the likelihood is. So we want people to really look at all of our companies. Generally, what is covered are the illnesses and injuries, the prescription medications, the surgeries and the hospitalizations, cancer treatments, after-hour emergency, and even the specialist visits for the oncologists or the ophthalmologists. Diagnostics like MRIs, CAT scans, and x-rays, similar to what you dealt with the kitty. And also, importantly, there's the ability to also purchase wellness programs through most pet health insurance companies. And with wellness programs, what you're doing is creating an option where it also covers a value of the routine care that you need. So to get those updated vaccines, to get the teeth cleaning, etc. Like all products, there are different levels that you can purchase, and it's most important that you understand your policy and use it as a means to support the best care that's best for you and best for your budget.
A lot of people say, speaking of budget, boy, now I have to pay my own health insurance every month. Maybe my employer pays for some of it. But now I have to go ahead and have a pet health insurance. You know, my budget, I don't know if I can do that. So how about if I just save money and I'll put that aside. And then if my pet gets ill, I can use that savings account. What would be your retort to that?
Well, it doesn't work for me. And I would think for most of your listeners who are probably pretty similar to me. The reality is, if I put away my insurance premium, and let's just say it's a dollar a month, it's $30 a day, $30 a month, and I say for several years, it would maybe cover Baxter's surgery. The likelihood of me being successful in that as a human being with so many different things happening and being able to maintain that account is somewhat limited. Things come up and it's hard to sort of have a separate account. One of the things that I've relied on in the past for care is to have a balance on my credit card that was available to use that was at a higher interest rate. Well, we know with the banking situation, those balances are harder to come by if you can even, for folks with the most protected credit. So I just don't think that the savings plan is viable for the type of care I want for my Baxter. It may be fine for someone else, but I know that if I'm only saving $30 a month, that's going to cover very little of what I need. Now, if I increase that and I was able to come up with several thousand dollars within the first year, or I had many thousands of dollars to put into an account for Baxter, that's fine. The reality for me is, with my pet insurance, I know I'm covered, and I have $14,000 per incident for anything that happens to Baxter. But all companies vary, and all companies have different levels. So if someone just wants to have an emergency level of coverage, they basically just need to have that peace of mind. There are policies out there that are available for simple emergency coverage. Again, the pet owner needs to make the right decision for themselves, and they need to shop and look at that very carefully.
How do they figure it out? Because there's different breeds. There's so many companies that are out there, some that you can use throughout the world, and some are just in a particular veterinary hospital or a chain of practices. What does a pet owner look for that says, yes, this will meet my needs?
We would like to be available, and we are available, to pet owners at NAFIA.org, North American Pet Health Insurance Association.org, and we have some general guidelines and things to look for, and we are helping people to make a informed decision, and we have lots of links and information that will help folks.
As a pet owner, will I get to a human person?
No, actually, it's online.
Okay.
But you can click through to multiple companies, and there's resources, or you can call me. And, of course, I'm listed on the site, and I'm here all the time, as is a few staff members. But we really are trying to create an opportunity because so many of us are working long hours, and we need to have information accessible. And so what we've designed is a information location where they can find out about pet insurance, they can do some research, and they can get it from a source that's not talking about one specific company and not speaking so much about a feature of one type of policy, but rather the very questions you're asking. How do I make an informed decision? What type of exclusions should I look for? What is best for my particular breed with my geographical location?
Speaking of breeds, oftentimes, for instance, a German Shepherd may be born with hip dysplasia, or you have a Labrador with elbow issues. Are breed genetic defects covered or excluded in most policies?
Well, much like I just recently sold a sports car that I had for a little while, and the insurance on that car was much greater than the very fuel-efficient and reasonable car I'm driving now. So there are some breeds that are specialized breeds that have a very high level of need for specific issues. They're predisposed to certain challenges, and that risk is more expensive, as it would be for a human or as it would be for property.
So if you had to put together the perfect package, I'll give you the scenario. You have the cat that is going to be 2 years of age, an indoor kitty. It is a domestic short hair neutered. And my little cat is running around the room crazy right now. So says it needs insurance before it breaks something. What would you be looking for? What's that perfect package of deductibles and waiting periods, et cetera?
Well, if I may, first and foremost, one of the troubling things for me, being involved in humane organizations, rescue and shelter groups, and pet insurance as well, is that the lower number of our kitties that are not insured. Dogs are insured at a much higher level.
And what do you think?
As you, well, I believe that kitties and cats are masking some of their illnesses and we don't interact with them. Or I have told, and you're a veterinarian, maybe you can set me straight on this, but I have been told that when our cats become ill, they will withdraw a little bit and not be as close to us and then mask some of their illnesses. And if we're not on a program of wellness and visiting our veterinarian consistently, we can end up with a problem that's much more severe.
So you're so right, Lauren.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to see more cats get pet health insurance. I mean, my first pet as a six-year-old was a rescued, very furry, lovely, beautiful cat named April. And I found her on April 1st, and I was 6 years old. And she was just lost in a drain pipe, and we pulled her out.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was my greatest experience as a pet owner right from the start, and I loved her tremendously. And we went with April, you know, she lived to 16 years old, and we had a accident with her where she was severely injured, and we really loved her. And there wasn't pet insurance back then, and certainly it would have been nice to have some of that support. So first and foremost, I'm hoping that the folks that have a cat or kitty in their home will really look seriously at pet health insurance, and that they'll also understand that that cat that may be a bit withdrawn or not quite as friendly may be doing that because there's a little bit of pain. So if it is only socializing with one person in the home, it may be in such pain that that's the reason it's only socializing with that one person. It's withdrawn because it needs to see its veterinarian. And I'm not saying that as a veterinarian. I'm simply saying I have been told that, so I'm hoping you'll set me straight on that issue.
Well, I will agree with you that, yes, cats typically come in much less frequently to the veterinarian than a dog. I think dogs are very demonstrative. You walk through the front door, oh, I love you, I love you, you're home, you're home. And, you know, the cat will kind of go, huh, nice to see you, where's the food? But when they don't feel good, what do they typically do? Sleep. And when they do feel good, what do they oftentimes do? Sleep. So sometimes it's hard to tell what's really going on with the cat. And then also I've noticed, and this has been proven by other veterinarians also, people will tend to spend more money on dog care than they will on cat care. So hopefully when they get that insurance policy, they'll realize need to go in more frequently. And if there's a medical issue, they need to take care of it. So tell me, what is my perfect insurance product for my cat?
Well, I think that cat owners are passionate and do so much for their pets. And I think they just don't know about pet health insurance, and I know that's going to change. I think that obviously having the care of the veterinarian consistently and having a policy that provides support for a wellness program with dental cleanings and some very basic, consistent wellness is important. It's a young kitty, and it would be very cost-effective to be able to have a policy that covers pretty much everything, and it won't be very expensive. I mean, for a small amount monthly, you would be well covered, and there's so many choices that it's hard for me, because I represent the industry rather than one specific company, to speak to the features of each company. But being able to have that specialist available when you need it, if you need it. Just having that peace of mind. One thing that I can say for sure, at the end of the year, when I pay my health insurance for my children, I don't worry about how many visits they had to the doctor. I worry that I was covered for the year, and I'm starting to feel that way about Baxter now too. I'm happy to pay that money, and I'm happier if I don't have to use the insurance. So having a good policy means that I'm in good shape.
It makes you sleep a little easier at night. That's great.
We are very fortunate that pet health insurance in Canada has been successful as it has been in the U.S. And as an association, one of our members, PetSecure, has been doing an awareness campaign for several years. And we were trying to look at ways to really help people to understand the value of pet health insurance and get folks involved. And so we're asking people to visit our website, www.napahia.org, and you can email me a story about how pet health insurance has helped you. And I have to tell you, we have countless pictures of pets that were saved and tens of thousands of dollars that were family finances that were protected as a result of pet health insurance. So this is a great celebration for us to show that quality pet health insurance is working for folks, that we need to provide good education, that we need to be very clear on what the association is. We're working really hard to make sure that there are high standards in the industry and service and coverage and the way things are disclosed. The most important thing about any product in this day of us being overwhelmed with too much information is that things are clear, and we're excited as an association that our real focus is to make sure that pet insurance in general is transparent, that people really understand it, that we try our very best to make it clear. Reduce the small print. We're trying to be the resource for sharing information on pet health insurance in general, and we're so pleased to be with you and your audience to do that. And we know that there's a better quality of life for people and their pets when you have a good pet health insurance program. You're comfortable and you know that if you need to see your care provider, that you're going to have the support you need.
I've been talking today with Lauren Hixton. He is the executive director of the North American Pet Health Insurance Association. Just excellent information. I wish a source like this for me trying to decide what type of health insurance I should have. So here we have a way of getting a impartial third party that can say, okay, this policy might be better for you, or you could even look at this one. So what insurance tries to do is to make sure that your pet has the best health possible for as long as possible. Insurance may not always be able to cure your pet, but at least you know you are able to try. This is Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Thank you very much for being a part of our show today. Please listen again next week when we'll have more information on trying to make you the best pet owner that you can be.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.